Okay, welcome back. Hour number two on this Tuesday night with Dr. Lorraine Day. And it's always remarkable to listen to Lorraine. She has had a life. You've crammed two or three lives into your life already. I don't know how you do it, but you're amazing. The output, the books, the DVDs, the career, a family, all the hassles you've been put through, the threats, the helicopter over the house I didn't know about. They used to play games like that all the time. Jim Keith, a great writer, called, what was his book called? Black Helicopters Over America. He documented a lot of this stuff before he was conveniently removed after breaking an ankle and having to have surgery. He said, if I go into that hospital in Reno, Nevada, he went to the Burning Man thing. He told his wife, he said, I'm not coming out alive. And he didn't. A broken ankle. So we know how they play the game. It's all about money. You can take off wherever you'd like to pick up where we were or go into a new thing. We've got these people who have been shot up with these bioweapons, and their immune systems are failing. And like I said earlier, they're going to try to blame, I believe, without question, HIV is the reason, not the shots. So we've got that to talk about. Whatever you'd like to do, go right ahead.
Well, first of all, I want to point out that scurvy is a vitamin C deficiency. But for a long time, when they had people with scurvy, they thought it was a viral disease. And you see, they would say, well, look at all of these men on ships are getting scurvy. So it must be a contagious disease because a lot of men on the ship have it. Well, it turns out that they were vitamin C deficient. And that's why they would call the sailors in the UK limeys, because they started putting limes on the ship so they would get vitamin C so they wouldn't get scurvy. But for a long time, they said, oh, well, since a lot of people have it, it must be contagious and it must be a virus. They did the same thing with a disease called pellagra. Pellagra is a vitamin B3 niacin deficiency. But they said, well, look, a lot of people in a family have it. Well, it was because they were eating poorly and they had all had the same deficiency. So just because a number of people in a family have it at the same time does not mean that it's a contagious disease. And that's what they always think when I talk about colds. Say, well, you know, a couple people in the family have it. Well, sometimes many people in the same family can be stressed at the same time and they get a cold. They have done a study where they took a number of volunteers and they put their they put wet clothes on them. They blew cold breezes on them. They put their feet in cold water, and then they put what they termed pure cold virus up their nose. And only 17% of the volunteers got a cold. Well, the whole point is those people were going to get a cold anyway from the way they were eating, living, and handling stress. It had nothing to do with the virus. Because, you see, when I was in medical school, they had what was written in stone as commandments, the Koch's postulates. That would tell you if a certain bacteria caused the disease. But it turns out that they didn't work, and many people who were supposed to be infected with the bacteria did not get the disease. So then when viruses came along, the Koch's postulates didn't work at all. So then they said, well, we just ignore Koch's postulates for viruses. And now I talked to a woman friend of mine who went to medical school 30 years after I did, and I was asking her about the Koch's postulates. She had never heard of them. So they have eliminated Koch's postulates from training medical students in that, the whole thing, because they've thrown them out. So they have absolutely no principles on which they can say a certain germ causes a certain disease because it doesn't work. So they've just thrown them out.
As we know, medical schools are not famous for teaching about nutrition, about microbiome health, about body, whole body health, about all the things that were around before medicine was hijacked by the Rockefellers. We've got Rockefeller medicine.
Correct.
We've always been stuck with it. It's all about money and God. And now look at the chemical industry. Call it the pharmaceutical industry if you want. It's the chemical industry. So, yeah. Go ahead.
Right. So the whole point is when they have thrown Koch's postulates out of all medical schools, apparently now, and so then they just say, this bacteria or this virus causes a disease because we say so. They have absolutely nothing to confirm it, nothing to confirm it, because it doesn't work. And so they just threw out those postulates. So, again, when they say, when you say a family, well, you know, three people in the family have a cold, so it must be contagious, it doesn't mean that. The other thing they say, well, look, there's a rash. Rashes tell you that a disease is contagious. However, diabetics can get a significant rash on their legs and various other places. Even the medical profession admits that diabetes is not a contagious disease. Congestive heart failure, people get rashes on their legs. Even the orthodox medicine says congestive heart failure is not contagious. Even some cancer patients get rashes. But so a rash does not tell you that it is a contagious disease, because many diseases that are not contagious, admittedly, by orthodox medicine, have rashes. So again, they have no standards on which to say a certain germ of any type causes a disease. And we know from nature that there are scavengers on the earth. We know from dark field microscopes that there are scavengers in our body there to clean up the mess. So they have turned it all around. Now, I have on my wall right here a quote, which I'm sure you know of, by William Casey, the former director of the CIA in 1981,
sure,
who said,
yep,
"We will know our disinformation program is complete when everything every American believes is a lie." So they have used vaccinations. Vaccinations are the cause of autism. Vaccinations are the cause of sudden infant death syndrome. We don't need vaccinations for anything. It is God who made our body. And our
yes,
body
indeed.
Is designed to heal itself.
Right. How many, oh, God, this whole thing of injecting children, it really bothers me a great deal at a depth that I can't even explain. Children are so innocent, and they're cramming this stuff into their systems and killing them. It's just, it's infanticide. It's childhood genocide. Go ahead.
Well, now I think it's in Washington State, one of the states in the United States, they are putting forth a law that a woman can kill her baby 28 to 30 days after it is
birth.
Born.
A healthy baby, 28 days, they have up to 28 days and they will not be prosecuted.
Yes,
if they want to put the child outside on the porch, let it freeze to death, oh well, no problem. Yeah, I think it's Pennsylvania or something back. It's back in that area. I don't think it's Washington State. But thanks for mentioning that. That is hideous.
The other thing is that they give a baby a hepatitis B shot within 24 hours after birth.
Yep.
Well, a baby has no immune system. So when they give them this toxic shot, which contains formaldehyde, mercury, aborted fetal cells, and all of this other stuff, they give it to the baby. Naturally, it causes tremendous damage. Now, let me tell you about hepatitis B. Hepatitis B is virtually non-existent in the population, except in drug addicts, promiscuous homosexuals, male homosexuals, and healthcare workers who get it from operating on drug addicts and male homosexuals. Okay? So, With the exception of those three groups of people, hepatitis B is essentially non-existent in even the adult population, much less in children. So a baby is at no risk, zero, zero, zero of getting hepatitis B. Talk right. about infanticide. This is
yep.
it.
Yeah. Yep.
And when I was a child had to have about 9 vaccinations before they went to school. Now they have to have 52. This is killing children. This is the cause of learning disabilities, cause of brain infections, the cause of autism. All of these things, they are slowly killing the population. And then when they came up with flu vaccinations, now let me tell you what they did with flu vaccinations. They're talking about how last year, when they had COVID, that the regular flu sort of disappeared. Well,
oh, it
guess
didn't
what?
Go anywhere.
Well, first of all, the CDC has never kept track of the flu. The CDC has never kept track of the flu. Doctors never report the flu. I know thousands of doctors. I don't know one doctor who has ever reported the flu. I never reported the flu in my 25 years of medicine, active medicine, never reported the flu. The CDC and many people who have the flu don't even go to a doctor. So they have never kept track of flu. When they came out with flu vaccinations, they came out with this statistic. They said, you need a flu vaccination because 36,000 Americans every year die of flu and pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
What I said, what? Flu and pneumonia. Flu and pneumonia? Why are they throwing pneumonia in with the flu? Well, it turns out nobody dies of the flu. So they had to put pneumonia in because pneumonia is the last event in many people's lives before they die. If you are very sick with cancer, the final event may be pneumonia because you're bedridden. If you have an elderly person has broken the hip and they're bedridden, the final event is pneumonia. So pneumonia is on thousands of people's death certificates because that is the final event from some other disease. So they had to take those cases of pneumonia to add them to zero deaths from the flu to get you to take the flu vaccine because nobody dies of the flu. So that's another lie.
Yeah, going back to... Let me go back to HIV just for a minute. When that was at its peak, they used to talk about the 30 or thereabout hallmark diseases that HIV patients are wide open to get. And pneumocystis carinii, I believe is how you spell it. Two I's
right,
on the end
right.
anyway. Pneumonia was one of those biggies. And then Kaposi's sarcoma, which is
right.
cancer, et cetera. So they had a list of these diseases. And now with the literal collapse of the immune systems of those who have taken 3, 4, 5 shots, We got the same thing. It's an open door policy for all manner of disorders in the body, and they're going
of course,
to be bad.
It has nothing to do with HIV. HIV doesn't cause anything, and again, AIDS means acquired immune deficiency.
Well, they got it from the COVID shots.
And you can get
they got
from the kill shot. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's where
yeah.
you got it. You didn't get it from getting COVID because COVID doesn't exist either. As I show in my new book, The Deliberate Destruction of America and the World, the Rothschilds started patenting COVID that didn't exist way back in, I think it was 2003. And then
yeah,
long
had a big
before,
jump on it.
And
right.
they are also they patented every form of testing for it. So if anybody tried to test for it to show it wasn't there, they could take them to court. You see, so this is
yeah,
the
yeah.
whole thing that's been going on. And the other thing that I show in my book, in the 2012 Olympics,
the opening ceremony.
Opening ceremony where all the nurses were dancing
yes.
and all that.
All
and
the beds, they were pushing beds around.
Death figure,
yeah.
Right, they had the death figure there. And guess who took Queen Elizabeth to that opening event? It was Daniel Craig. Daniel
oh,
Craig,
really?
I think is that his name? Yes. Daniel
yeah,
Craig
the actor.
Took Queen Elizabeth there because he played James Bond. Because
yeah.
Queen Elizabeth II was represented of Queen Elizabeth I, whose advisor was John Dee, a mystic who said, we can rule the world by the two of us together, and that started the British Empire and the killing of other people, the other ones that they controlled. And so James Bond, John Dee, signed his name 007, and he is the model for James Bond. So this represented John Dee and Queen Elizabeth I, where that was Daniel Craig, and Queen Elizabeth II, and nobody got it.
So much symbolism. We should mention, again, that we did lose Jordan Maxwell recently, for those of you who didn't know. But that man really did know an incredible amount about symbolism. And that was what you just described, a prime example.
Right. The revelation of the method.
Yes. These people don't play games. They lay it all out there. Or push it right in our faces.
In the first chapter of my book, The Deliberate Destruction of American World, I should say also, I have two websites. I have drday.com, which is my health website. I have another one called goodnewsaboutgod.com. I've got 10,000 political articles on that website, all categorized in different categories. I also have a lot of health information there. So I've got political information. I've got spiritual information. I've got over 300 Bible studies on that website as well. There's a tremendous amount of information you can go and find there. But with this whole symbolism of the revelation of the method, in my book, Deliberate Destruction of America and the World, in the first chapter, I have 14 roadmaps, 13 of which our enemies have written to tell us what they're going to do to us. The Georgia Guidestones, which shows they're going to eliminate the population of the Earth down to 500 million. Report from Iron Mountain. The CIA training manual called Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. The Protocols of the Elders of Zion. Carola Quigley's book called Tragedy and Hope. And numerous others I show. 13 of them they have written themselves. The 14th one is in Daniel and Revelation in the Bible, where it shows that they're going to kill the majority of people on the earth by, what does it say? In Revelation 6, Revelation 8, 9, and 10, and Revelation 16, it says, from pestilence, which are diseases, from famines. And the famines will get so bad that the Bible says that parents will be eating their children.
Oh, God. Cannibalism would not surprise me. They're planning this, and they've got it planned out down to the letter. They know what they're doing.
Well, by the way, you know, cannibalism is now being promoted big time. There are two cannibal restaurants in Southern
in LA.
California.
Yes, I've heard this.
There's one of them. There's one of them that is in the city of Downey, right outside of L.A. And I've not been to that cannibal restaurant. I have no interest in going. But cannibalism is not against the law in America. I thought it would be, but it's not. But
it is
in Downey, and it is underground. They can advertise all they want. They're on the Internet. They're on the Internet. One is called Cannibal Cravings. And even Prince Charles has given an endorsement of it.
Oh,
okay? And it's got all the people who work there. And there is an underground tunnel system with a railroad that goes from Downey, which is just west of L.A., east of L.A., and it goes to Santa Monica and to Malibu. The Underground Railroad.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another one that is in the Culver City area in Los Angeles. So there are at least two cannibal restaurants in Southern California here, just within a couple of hours from
There may be others. In many restaurants, I'm told, if you know what to ask for, you can get it. They don't advertise it, in other words, but it's available.
Yeah.
This is the morale. Go ahead.
They are encouraging cannibalism because, you know, you've heard of these soft drinks now that have no calories and they have a totally different mechanism of making you taste sweet. They used to
not
have
aspartame?
Aspartame and food, but it's not that anymore. No. What they're using is called Cinemix, S-E-N-O-M-Y-X, Cinemix. And what it is, it's HEK-237 cells. HEK is from human aborted cells, okay? These are human abortion cells from aborted babies. And what they do is they, when you drink this, it actually changes the sensors on your tongue to taste it sweet. So this is it, that you are drinking human fetal cells.
Well, they're rolling it over. I get it.
You see?
Wow.
Now,
Planned Parenthood, huh? Big money. They just got a big donation the other day, too. I forget how much. Biden gave them a ton of money. I don't remember.
Yeah. So this is what they're doing. They're promoting that. And, of course, they have the woman, the witch, Abramovic, is making these human body-looking things for all of the stars. And so they're promoting all of cannibalism as well. And when people are cannibals, now the first, now that's the way we get Creutzfeldt-Jakob, when we eat our own species or when animals eat their own species. Cows and sheep are supposed to be vegetarians, but they're eating their own species because they're making them nutritional pellets. And so instead of cows actually out in the pasture, they're actually eating flesh food in these nutritional pellets, which are made of ground up roadkill, ground up animals that were euthanized at the centers.
Where do you think veterinarians that's how veterinarians get rid of a lot of their euthanized animals.
Right.
Not all of them, but a lot of them. They go right to these roadkill soup factories.
But the
go
thing
ahead.
Is, that's what Creutzfeldt-Jakob was first called Kuru. And this was in Papua New Guinea. And the cannibals would eat each other. When they would kill the chief of another tribe, they would eat him because they would think it would give them strength and courage and all that. But then they would die of Kuru. And that was years ago. And Kuru is nothing more than Creutzfeldt-Jakob. And so when they start encouraging cannibalism, then they will start encouraging death from Kuru, which is now called Creutzfeldt-Jakob.
Yeah, or CJD for short.
Right, CJD. So all of this is part of the population extermination. So they will do it by famines. As you said, now they're talking about this bird flu, which is a total scam, but they're just killing turkeys and killing chickens, and they're going to promote these gigantic famines and all over the world. And this is the way they're going to do it. This was all predicted in the protocols of the Elders of Zion, and it is predicted in the Bible.
If I might say this, I wish everyone out there, and I know a lot of you have, but I wish you would all read certainly the protocols, maybe the first thing you reach for. Read about the Georgia Guidestones and understand that it's all out there. It's not hidden. The playbook is there, and you will see what is planned for you. Here's another one, Lorraine. I just got this. Woman dies from rare brain disorder, CJD, after second Pfizer shot. Husband says, we're guinea pigs. Well, husband is right. They're just making money.
Well, let me tell you about the supposed organism that causes CJD, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob, is called a prion, okay?
Right. Yeah.
Some people call it a prion. The person who discovered it, Stan Prusner, calls it a prion. He got the Nobel Prize for it. Well, Stan Prusner is a friend of mine. Stan Prusner and I not only went to residency together at UC San Francisco. He was a neurology resident. I was an orthopedic resident. Then we both were asked to stay on the faculty. And when he was doing his work on the prion, he needed more lab space. And I was in charge of the lab space for the orthopedic department. I had some extra lab space. So he did some of his work. He and his associates did some of their work for the Nobel Prize for the prion in the orthopedic laboratory that I was in charge of. Okay. So nice. Stan and I have been friends for many, many years. He says the prion causes Creutzfeldt-Jakob, except it turns out that when these somatids that I told you that are there that can turn into a bacteria or a fungus, whatever you need to clean up the mess in your body.
That's right. Yep.
Pleomorphism, that it is highly likely that when the body becomes so sick because you're eating damaged tissue, either from an animal, a dying animal that is filled with cancer or whatever, or you're eating human flesh, that this cycle, in order to clean up the mess, turns into a prion, and you die not from the prion, but prions are there to try to clean up the mess, but your body is so badly damaged that you die. Because prions cannot be killed, just like somatids cannot be killed. They last forever. If somebody with Creutzfeldt-Jakob comes into a hospital and has surgery and they don't know they have it, you cannot sterilize the instruments because the prions, the prions or the somatids don't die.
Did Stanley Prusiner comment much about the misfolded protein cascade?
Well, that's the prion.
That, yes,
that's the prion,
moves
the misfolded protein. But it,
right,
it appears, since it has all the characteristics of the somatid cycle, that it's just an extension of that. It's trying to clean up the mess, but the mess is so big that it can't, and the person dies.
So a big mess for
Stan
sure.
Stan doesn't even know that. He doesn't know that. He doesn't understand, because he's never known.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
These people who are taking 2, 3, 4, and 5 shots are now showing up with CJD, and Lorraine, their diagnosis to death is as little as a week in some cases.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's
and
astonishing.
So this, yeah, this whole thing of the vaccination, we don't need vaccinations. The body is designed to heal itself. If you cut yourself, you don't need to do anything special. That cut will heal unless you keep picking it open or put dirt in it or you do something to abuse it. Your body will heal once you learn how to stop abusing it. My cancer, what I did with my cancer, see, doctors are always working at the wrong end of disease. They work at the symptom end. They try to decrease the symptoms by giving you drugs, but drugs harm your body, as you know. So they don't ever cure a disease, or they cut out your organs. Well, again, if you have a tumor, the tumor is not causing your body to be sick. The sick body, whether you feel sick or not, is causing the tumor. The way I got well is by changing everything about my life in order to deprive the cancer of what it needed to grow, and it died. That's the way you do it. You deprive the cancer or other disease. Now, I don't know if I told you that a year before I was diagnosed with cancer, I was diagnosed with Parkinson's, and I had quite a severe tremor. But when I got well from my cancer, I noticed that all my Parkinson's symptoms went away, too. And that's when I realized that all diseases are caused by the way we live, think, act, eat, and handle stress. Now, again, God created our bodies. Now, I know the evolutionists think we came from nothing or dirt or whatever, but that's not true. That's what they want to say. If you believe that, then you believe your cell phone just happened. It just billions of years ago, the glass got together and all the inner workings got together over billions and billions of years ago, and it just ended up in your hand. No,
that's
it doesn't.
100 monkeys with typewriters. I know. It just eventually happens.
Right.
Right.
Right. And so your cell phone cannot distinguish between hot and cold or smooth and rough, and your fingers can. The cell phone cannot repair itself, and your body can. The cell phone cannot give birth to baby cell phones, and your body can give birth to babies. So the body is much more complex than a cell phone. Nobody would believe that a cell phone just happened, but they believe the body, which is much more complex, just happened. No, God made our bodies, and what did he say? If you follow my laws, my commands, and my decrees, I will keep you free from every disease as long as Bill Gates makes vaccination. Is that right? Is that what it says? Not what it says in my Bible. So you see, we don't need vaccination. All we need to do is change the way we live, think, act, eat, and handle stress, and we can get well from any disease, as I did from fourth-stage cancer that was declared terminal.
You did it.
So again...
You did it, and I feel so sorry for the masses out there who are utter captives of what they call the media, but I call them screen addicts. Doesn't matter what the screen is. They're screen addicts. They no longer think proactively. They think, if they think at all, reactively. They're just, Pavlov would be in, he'd laugh at this, what they've done, what they've done to people. You, what you're describing requires someone to be aggressive about life, their lifestyle, and all the rest of it. They have to be proactive, and that's being completely weeded out of as many people as possible. You see it all the time.
Well, that's right. And one of the things that's doing it, of course, is fluoride in the water, because fluoride has a tremendous adverse effect on the brain and your judgment centers, and people don't know that. There's fluoride in the water. It does not prevent tooth decay. It has been shown over and over again. Another good friend of mine wrote a book called The Fluoride, The Aging Factor, and he did the most magnificent research of anybody on fluoride and shows that it does not prevent tooth decay. It is put in the water. It is a byproduct of aluminum production. It is very dangerous, and it's being put in the water to decrease everybody's ability to make decisions. Now, it's not only being put in the water. It's being put in a mouthwash, in toothpaste, and they're even, you know, putting it on children's teeth. And now they're putting it in the substances they use to fill teeth. And so it's just leaching into your body all the time. Now, what don't know, yes, they're doing that. They're putting it in the filling materials. So what people don't know is in the operating room, the anesthetics we use mostly are the ones that contain fluoride, because it numbs your brain. So there's isoflurane and enfluorane, and what we used to call it, a lot of times it makes people really sick after the anesthetic, and we used to call it fluoro barf because so many patients were sick. But the major general anesthetics that you walk into the hospital and you are totally cognizant of everything. You are speaking clearly. They put you on a gurney. They give you one of these general anesthetics, and in 5 seconds, you are completely comatose. That's what it does to your brain. And they're putting that same fluoride into the water. So most of the general anesthetics they are using are fluoride derivatives.
I want to say something to underscore that. People don't know where we even... You know where most of the fluoride comes from, dear friends? China. We buy it by 50, 40-pound bags. I've seen it put in municipal water supplies. I've run videos on it. It's absolutely true. And if you look at many, many of the chemicals that the major big pharma companies foist on the people at sometimes 50,000% over cost... You'll see the word fluoro in there, or the phrase, F-L-U-O-R-O, fluoro. It'll be in there. And so fluoride is in so many pharmaceutical products, nobody would believe it unless they did some study.
Right. And so fluoride is a very toxic compound, and it's affecting people's brains. And another thing they're talking about doing is putting lithium in the water. And lithium is one of the drugs they use for mental illness. And so they want to put lithium in the water in order to dumb down people even more.
Right.
And that's
submission.
Why people can't think anymore.
No, they can't. They can't, and right. I don't see how they honestly can somehow recover that ability, given the environment they're living in now. I look at this attack on the human body as coming in all five senses, basically, well, four at least. It's not just what they eat or drink. It's what they look at. It's what these frequencies in the atmosphere are doing. We could go on and on about this. Here's right. another one. I just got, this is a medical paper. It's not a formal paper. And it's toward the emergence of a new form of neurodegenerative Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, a new form. They think that there's a change. And I mentioned to you that they're now documenting people 1 week after getting shot up with this stuff. They're dead of Creutzfeldt-Jakob. 16 cases of CJD declared a few days after a COVID-19 jab. 16 right. documented. This is fast, and it does seem to be yeah. a new form of it. So I'm sure Prisoner is all over this, but it's very
scary
stuff.
Well, I'm sure they're ramping it up. They're ramping it up now because all these supposed variants are to cover for the deaths from the COVID kill shots. So they say, oh, mm-hmm. it must be Omicron. That's what's mm-hmm. killing you. Or it must be the Delta variant. Well, of course, the Delta variant, you know, the waves that you are in when you are in your deepest sleep are the Delta waves. And that's why they call it Delta, because this is, again, revelation of the method. You people are so stupid, you're all asleep. And the Omicron, of course, is an anagram of moronic. Omicron is an anagram of moronic. So that's, again, revelation of the method. You're all morons. You don't know what we're doing to you. So that's why they name these variants, these things, which is more revelation of the method.
There are some amazing anagrams in Omicron. There are lots of them.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And so this is what they do. They tell you ahead of time what they're going to do, but people don't get it. And, no. and of course, the people do not believe that the leaders of this country and all other countries are so wicked. But they are. They have no idea the immense corruption that is at the top. They have no idea that they want to kill 7.5 billion people on the face of the earth. And this is the way they're doing it. And people say to me, oh, well, I had to do it because my job demanded I do it. No, your job cannot demand that you do it. You may get fired, but you have to trust God because he says he will take care of you if you do the right thing. We don't need to have injections of poisons into our body, but you can see there will be very few people left on the earth. That's what they want because they believe, the elitists believe, that they will then have 10,000 years of peace when they kill off 7.5 billion people
yeah,
on the face
golden
of the earth.
Age.
They only want,
I know.
Right.
Yeah.
But the Bible says when they do this, they will rule for 15 days, and that is all. And then Jesus will come. 15 days. 15 days. And now, as we discussed earlier, they're building the headquarters for the One World Religion in Abu Dhabi, which will be the worship of Satan. And so they're getting all ready for that. And I have now a information that there are 600 million members of what's called the World Evangelical Alliance. These are evangelical Christians. 600 million calling for a national and worldwide Sunday law and eliminating the Bible, okay? So this is all coming up, and anybody who claims to be a Christian will be hunted and killed. This is the elimination of true Christianity. I'm not talking about churchianity, those people who go to churches and believe in organized religion. I'm talking about true Christians. They want to eliminate that from the face of the earth. And that's one reason they're building this whole headquarters in Abu Dhabi, a Muslim country. They call it the Abrahamic House. And they're claiming that both Jews and Christians and Muslims are all descendants of Abraham. Well, it turns out that the Muslims are descendants of Abraham through Ishmael. But the Jews of today are Khazars from Khazaria. They have no relationship to the Israelites of the Old Testament, none at all.
And okay, may I ask you a question about that? This is very interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm well familiar with the Khazars and the Khazarian Empire. They didn't adopt Judaism until the 600s. It was like 607 or something like that.
Right.
And then when the Khazar Empire dissolved, they all fled to Eastern Europe and then Western Europe. And they took they took Judaism with them because it was a very convenient thing to have. Now, I don't know why.
It's a culture. It is not a religion. It is a culture. It is paganism.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Judaism did not begin, by the way. Judaism did not begin until 300 years after Christ. Christianity began in the Garden of Eden in Genesis 3:15. After Adam and Eve sinned, God promised them a Savior in Genesis 3:15, which was the beginning of Christianity. The Israelites were Christians. Abraham was not a Jew. Abraham came from Babylon and moved to Canaan. And in Joshua 23:2-3, God says, I asked Abraham to cross over the flood, which was the Euphrates River, where on the other side of the flood in Babylon, his family worshiped pagan gods. And he crossed over the flood, and he crossed over from paganism to worshiping the true God. The word Hebrew does not mean Jew. The word Hebrew means to cross over. You can look it up on Wikipedia. It means to cross over. So Abraham was not a Jew. He was a Christian before Christ was born. He was called a Hebrew because he crossed over. And then when they built the temple in Jerusalem, which was in the province of Judea before Christ was born, they called them Judeans. And then the translators have shortened that word Judeans, which meant a form of worship, to Jew and tried to turn it into ethnicity. The word Gentiles is not in the Bible. The word Jew is not in the Bible. The word Gentiles always refers to the nations, and it defines it in Thessalonians, those who knew not God. So the nations were the pagans who worshipped gods of wood and stone, and the Israelites were Judeans who worshipped the true God. And so the word Jew is not in the Bible in the original scriptures. The word Gentile is not in the Bible in the original scriptures. So they have changed it from a form of worship into trying to make it into an ethnicity. And so the Judaism did not begin until 300 years after Christ, when the Pharisees, who brought back from their Israelite captivity in Babylon, they brought back the oral traditions. Jesus said to them, by your traditions, you make the word of God of no effect. He rebuked them because their traditions were Babylonian paganism. 300 years after Christ, the Pharisees, who were not Jews, they were Israelites, they were not Jews, they wrote down what is now called the Babylonian Talmud, which were the oral pagan traditions that came from Babylon, and that is now the holiest book of Judaism, which is a book of pure paganism.
Judaism did not begin
until 300 years after Christ. So there is no such thing as Judeo-Christianity.
Okay. Very interesting. Something's going on in Israel. The most vaxxed nation in the world. And they're having 10 times, big story the other day, the normal death rate in Israel right now. And I'm wondering if the Khazars are behind some of this, because a lot of the Israeli residents there have genetics that can go back toward that 300-year period you're talking about. They're more Arabic in their genetics, and I'm wondering if there's some cleansing going on in Israel. Does any of that sound familiar?
Well,
the Khazars are behind this.
Okay. Here is the problem. Number one, we don't know what is truth and what is not. That's number one. They can tell us whatever they want because all we hear is from the mainstream media. Number two, what we do know is that the elitists are antagonists of religious Jews, whether they are Reform or whether they are Orthodox. They don't want any religion. So they are antagonists of their own supposed people. And so whether they are cleansing them or whether they are not, we don't know for sure, but we do know that they are only using them to promote this whole idea of the nation of Israel, and they're going to get rid of them because the elitist Jews don't care anything for the rank and file Jews.
That's it. Well, that's exactly right. Well, they look what they did in World War II, and I'm not even going to talk about the much talked about alleged Holocaust. They just turn their back on them, and they call it burnt offerings. We know how that goes. Anyway, okay, we only have 5 minutes left. Lorraine, what do you want to get to that we haven't gotten to in a medical sense that you would advise people to keep in mind as we move down this slaughterhouse lane that we've all been seeing erected, and people are going down it. People are dying all the time now in hospitals from these shots.
The first thing you have to realize is that you don't need any shots in order to be healthy. And when you take the shots, they're not going to make you healthy. These are kill shots, so don't take them. They're going to eliminate all medical care, by the way. First of all, they're going to eliminate medical care for anybody under 15 and over 50 because they call them useless eaters because they don't contribute to the tax debt. And so Ezekiel Emanuel, who was involved in writing all of this information for Medicare and all the government financed medical things, they said we've got to eliminate the older people. Of course, they're older now, but they don't refer to them as needing to be eliminated. So they're going to eliminate health care. So you better learn how to take care of yourself. The drugs that you're taking are going to be so expensive you will not be able to afford them. So you have to get your body in good shape so you don't need drugs. And you can do that. You go to my website at drday.com, drday.com. Learn how to be well because nobody's going to take care of you. You're going to have to learn how to take care of yourself. But you can do it because I have been well for 29 years. I reversed my fourth stage cancer. Advanced cancer that was declared terminal. I was sick for 3.5 years until I found out how to do that. I've been well ever since. I have never had any disease. I have got the energy of a 30-year-old. I still work full-time. I have just written my 12th book, and I still run my medical publishing business. And last month I turned 85, and I'm going on 40. So I can tell you, you don't have to be sick. You don't have to be sick. I am not sick. I don't take any medication. I am just as well as I was, 50 years ago. And so you have to learn how to take care of yourself, and you can. But you can't just give up, and you cannot trust these people who are running our government because they all lie. Just like William Casey said, everything out there is a lie.
Yeah.
And, of course, you touched on it with Fukushima. You know, with Fukushima, there was a meltdown of radiation energy production, and the same thing happened at Chernobyl. Now, they tell us that nuclear weapons crushed Hiroshima and Nagasaki. They were nuclear, they say. There was atomic bomb, all right? Except with Chernobyl, it's uninhabitable. And so is Fukushima, because it was plutonium, and that has a half-life of 1,500 years. They say there was plutonium in the bombs that went to Nagasaki and Hiroshima, and yet they rebuilt those cities in 2 years.
Yeah, they're remarkable.
They cannot make atomic weapons. They cannot make it detonate rapidly. They can make nuclear energy slowly, but not rapidly. So all this business about nuclear war is the same kind of scare tactics as COVID.
I think that all of you have just heard a couple of hours that you'll listen to again, most of you. Let me remind you that Dr. Day's book, which took 30 years. It's 30 years of compilation of
30 years of research, right?
Research, absolutely. It includes everything from did we really go to the moon? Transhumanism, what does it mean? Americans are embracing their killers. There's so many fascinating topics in here. Can man control the weather? These are all worth a read, every one of them. It's available at drday.com. It's a big book, easy to read. You don't have to squint. Full-size pages, ready to go. The Deliberate Destruction of America and the World. Who's doing it and why? So congratulations on that one. I imagine you're working on one or two others, as you always are. So
actually, I've got four going right now. Yeah.
See? You're not 85. Don't even pretend. Doesn't work.
The next one is called the 13th book is called Germs Don't Cause Disease Any More Than Flies Cause Garbage.
Very good. Thank you, friend. We'll talk again.
Okay. Thanks so much. Okay. Bye bye.
Okay. Good night. All right, Dr. Lorraine Day, a remarkable individual. We will be back with David Oates next.